I think if I ever lost an arm, I'd get like a flame-throwing prosthetic arm in its place. Everything I eat would be barbecued. Until I got arrested. Don't I have the right to keep and bear arms? I've been watching a lot of that show, Survivor Man, recently. It's a really cool show. The main guy, Lev Strauss, he basically just gets blindfolded and dropped into these extreme and harsh environments, and he's got nothing but himself and a camera to survive for 7 days and make the show. But it gets me thinking, like, how did they come up with the show? Where did it start? Because he's friends with the producers and creators of the show. And, like, were they just sitting around one day going, fuck, we got to get rid of this guy, man. Let's blindfold him and send him into the desert. Then, like, a few weeks later, fuck, he's back again! Oh, send a camera with him this time. This shit needs explaining. Man, those are some shitty friends. What kind of ridiculous glass half full attitude does that guy have? It's like someone driving away when you're just about to get in the car. Then you're so optimistic, you're going, ah, those guys, always concerned about my fitness. I'm waiting for Survivor Man Volcano. You know, the sun's starting to set and I need to find sustenance soon and my chances of surviving the night are slim. But wait, what's that over there? Come on, Mr. Frodo. We've got to throw the ring into the fires of Mordor before Gollum gets us. Yes. Hobbits on a stick tonight.